Three teachers are discussing how to celebrate the mathematics department's 10-year anniversary.
For our mathematics department's 10th anniversary, I think the Greek restaurant downtown is a good option. It has been most recommended by customers around the city, and people always say the atmosphere there is really enjoyable. I believe it will be memorable for all of us to spend such an important anniversary there. They even have a private room that could accommodate our entire department perfectly.
I have also heard about the Greek restaurant's popularity, but it may be quite expensive for us. And it's so far from campus that colleagues might find it inconvenient to get there after work. Maybe we should celebrate the anniversary on campus instead. It would be more budget-friendly and accessible for everyone here, especially for those who have evening classes or other commitments.
Okay, but never in the mathematics building restaurant though. The space is too cramped, and its outdated decor is so dull. I can't imagine our cheerful celebration would happen in that place. Anywhere else is fine, as long as it provides a proper celebratory atmosphere for this special milestone.
What about the business building's dining room? It's spacious enough for us to arrange the catering, and it's recently renovated in a modern style, offering intoxicating vibes. The natural lighting and city view from there would create a wonderful backdrop for our celebration.
Great, that's a wonderful place. Now, how many people should we invite? I previously thought about faculty members only, but it might be too small an occasion. We should consider making this a proper celebration that reflects our department's growth and achievements over the past decade.
So why not invite alumni who graduated from our department to come? They also witnessed our early years, and the 10-year anniversary is meaningful to them as well. If the space is too limited for too many people, we can only invite the first graduating students, as they would appreciate this milestone the most.
But what if they want to bring a partner? We need to establish a clear policy about plus ones to ensure we don't exceed the room's capacity and maintain the intimate atmosphere we're hoping to create.
I bet they'll definitely have a lot to talk about with each other, so they may not come with a partner. And besides, their partners might easily get bored in such an event. Keeping it to just our mathematics community will help everyone feel more comfortable sharing memories and stories.
Well, I agree with you. So a mix of current faculty and selected alumni. I will book the dining room as soon as possible, and you two can prepare the guest list together. Let's aim to have the preliminary list ready by next week so we can start sending out invitations.